thousands of people, including politicians, corporate leaders, and members of the public, gathered at the National Center for the Performing Arts, NCPA, in Mumbai on Thursday to pay their respects to the late Ratan Tata. Tata, a legendary industrialist whose influence extended far beyond the business world, passed away on Wednesday night at the age of 86, reported PTI. And according to the report, his mortal remains were taken from his Kolaba home in a hearse decorated with white flowers to the NCPA, where it was deposited in a casket draped in the national tricolor. Early mourners included Nationalist Congress Party President Sharad Pawar, Maharashtra Navnirman Sena Chief Raj Thackeray, Aditya Birla Group Chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla, and Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das. Ratan Tata Deej, Kaur gathered at NCPA waiting for a final glimpse. Crowds gathered outside the NCPA even before Tata's remains arrived, with many waiting patiently for a final glimpse of a man they admired much. Ratan Tata's body will thereafter be carried to the Worli Crematorium's prayer hall. Eknath Shinde, Maharashtra's chief minister, has announced that Tata will be honored with a state funeral, the report added. Other significant personalities who paid tribute included opposition leader Vijay Wadettiwar, Assembly Speaker Rahul Narvekar, and a number of senior police officials, including Mumbai Police Commissioner Vivek Fansalka. According to the report, the Tata Group's top executives, employees, and other business leaders were also present. Due to the massive gathering, Mumbai Police increased security around the NCPA and placed traffic restrictions. Ratan Tata Deej, Maharashtra government announces day-long mourning. Tata, who developed the Tata Group into a multinational company, died in Breach Candy Hospital. Chief Minister Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, and industrialist Mukesh Ambani were among those who went to the hospital after learning of his death. As the hearse left Tata's house, the Mumbai Police Band played a song in his memory. The Maharashtra government has proclaimed a day of mourning, with flags flying half-mast at all government buildings, the report added. Ratan Tata, born in Mumbai on December 28, 1937, was the chairman of Ratan Tata Trust and Dorabji Tata Trust, India's two largest private sector-promoted philanthropic foundations. From 1991 until his retirement in 2012, he served as and chairman of Tata Sons, the Tata Group's holding company. Then he was named Chairman Emeritus of Tata Sons. In 2008, he received the Padma Vibhushan, the country's second highest civilian award.